Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Shortly before leaving office, former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell spoke at Shenandoah National Park, and Ashley Stinton was there.
She stated that non-native invasive plants was one of the top three threats that the park faced.
The program director for Blue Ridge Prism couldn't do much about the other threats, development and climate change, but she was anxious to rid Virginia forests of 91 invasive plants, Oriental bittersweet, English ivy, winter creeper, kudzu, and others on PRISM's list of the terrible 12.
Top on that list is a newly emerging invasive in the region, which is called wavy leaf basket grass. Also on that list is autumn olive, ailanthus, or tree of heaven.
It's a nice name, but a devilish plant, according to PRISM members Tim Maywalt and William Hammersky.
You break off a branch and it's got that horrible smell, and I cut down 60-plus ailanthus trees on my property.
It has seeds. It will sprout from its roots. It will sprout from its trunk once it falls. And it even creates its own herbicide to inhibit the growth of other plants so that it can survive.
And it is the tree that grew in Brooklyn for that famous book.
Because they'll grow anywhere.
And as these invasive plants drive out native varieties, bees, butterflies, birds, and other wildlife may go hungry. That's why volunteers with Blue Ridge Prism spend their time removing those weeds. Maywalt says it's satisfying work.
Every time I go into the forest and take out invasives, all I have to do is turn around and look behind me at what I've just done. And it gives me the faith to keep going. You can make a difference, and you can see that difference every day that you're out there.
He, Hammersky, and Stinton will train volunteers in Charlottesville this week, in Harrisonburg next week, and in other locations through the summer and fall. I'm Sandy Houseman.